Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second, but first, a plug for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. And look at Bill's hat.
It says
First Rate Ag.
It says First Rate Ag. 26 years in business. You can always reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. Bill, how was the conference call yesterday?
Conference call was great. We did some knowledge on some planting and some things I'm doing around the house. They filled me in. But just think about that. Bad ideas crash fast, right? I mean, you have certain ideas, they just crash. 26 years.
That's the same.
26 years. They're rolling stronger than ever. Not that.
26.
Retention 99.9. They're just like Applied Connect. And no one leaves them. They have forever, and they take care of them. It's unbelievable. And so if you want to have that yield, if you want to combine the whole thing, I'm telling you, and that personal service. And Chris texted me this morning. He's in Iowa, and he is in a smoking contest.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, Chris,
not
yes.
Smoking, but...
Yeah, not smoking,
smoking
but
smoker.
Smoking meat. Chickens.
Wonder where in Iowa.
You know what? I'll have to go back and look. He did tell me that, but he sent me a picture today of us on YouTube. He was watching the show. He's watching the show from his camper.
Good morning, Chris.
Yes.
So thanks
Chris
for listening.
Watching us right now.
Watching from his camper in Iowa.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
He's living.
Yes.
He is living. Well, it is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It's a freaky football Friday. Is that right, Bill?
Football Friday. We're talking games. We've already went over the season-altering games. These are kind of must win games. These are the magical must-see matchups. The magical must-see
alliteration.
Matchups.
There's the headline.
And the reason you like USC and Michigan so much, because that's a helmet and a fight song against each other.
100.
Incredible fight song, incredible helmet.
Don't miss that game.
Do
we know the time?
And we've talked, I believe that's an early one. Is that not? Am I?
Hang on,
I believe that's the 11 a.m. or if I'm correct.
Let me confirm.
Get that time, please.
Hang on one second. Yeah. Getting it.
Yeah. I hope it's not 11.
I think it is. You know my take on that.
USC and USC plays at 2:30 on CBS.
Okay, I feel better then.
Let's make that clear.
2:30 CBS.
Thank you.
The next one that has me really fired up, Rutgers at Virginia Tech. And here's the reason. First of all, it's a great matchup. Rutgers is a very good team. Big win. Virginia Tech is one of the all-time places to play. Enter Sandman. Mm-hmm. Metallica is playing it live. Metallica is going to Blacksburg to play live.
Boom.
Enter awesome. Sandman.
Yes. Boom. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So that Boom. Is one. Talk about Rutgers is like, whoa, what did we just walk ourselves oh. into? Thunderdome.
Oh, God.
That, can you imagine how crazy that place goes for Enter Sandman? Please.
That game is at 2:30 on the ACC network.
So you want to find the watch when they enter on that. That will be fun. Arizona State, Texas Tech. Arizona State, must see.
If you're from Lubbock, it's must see.
It's must see TV.
Why is it must see?
Well, Texas Tech wasn't doing much. And then they played North Texas. Arizona State's 3-0. They scored 56 points in the first half against North Texas. 56 points.
That's
in the first
remarkable.
Half.
That's remarkable.
So very, very interesting. I already had the Utah Okie State, and that's so remarkable by what the stadium's like. And this is the first time that these teams have matched up in Big 12 action. I don't know if they've ever even played before. That's just not a normal matchup.
It's not.
Gundy, old. Whittingham, old. Been around. Not old like washed up, just like veteran. I guess that's the word.
Gundy's 59.
At that. And Kyle would be in his 60s.
Yeah, and Gundy might not be 59. He's 57, 58, or 59. You can look that up.
When was his I'm a man, I'm 40 rant? How long ago was that?
That was a while ago.
It's a while ago. The next one that comes up for us right there. Okay. Here's why Tennessee-Oklahoma is so good.
Why?
Tennessee-Oklahoma is so good because of the Heupel storyline. He's the offensive coordinator. Yes. He had two Heisman Trophy winners when he was a coach. He also almost won the Heisman himself, and he also won a national championship for Stoops. Then Stoops fired him.
Fired him. Unceremoniously, fired him. Too.
Yeah, just boom, gone.
After
the Orange Bowl, gone.
Not a friendly fire.
Heupel got sent to Utah State. Then he went to Missouri. Then he gets this job, and now he's going back with a loaded team back to Oklahoma where he was fired from.
And it wasn't a pleasant firing. It wasn't. We're just going our separate way. No, it wasn't.
When you get when you're the starting quarterback from there, you won a national championship, and you get fired from there like that. The scenario is close to here. It's close to here with what just happened at that spot. The difference is that Oklahoma, they fired him after they went to an Orange Bowl, so they weren't playing bad, and I think they were 9th or 10th in the country in total offense. They had the last game wasn't great, the Orange Bowl, but they were still 9th or 10th. So that's huge. And then K-State at BYU, which I talked about earlier. That game is going to be a great game because BYU will get wound up for this game. I still think K-State beats them. I don't think that BYU can beat them. I think that game will be a great game. But again, I go back, that Tennessee-Oklahoma game is just be incredible with that storyline. Then my last game of must-see TV is Northern Iowa at Hawaii. Northern Iowa at Hawaii. I think that's must see for Husker fans.
Yeah,
you to see what
for Husker fans, not for Hawaii fans.
What does Northern Iowa do to play against the Hawaii team?
I don't think it's must see on the island.
On the island, might not be. But that's a big trip for Northern Iowa.
Oh, it's going interesting. To Hawaii. It's fascinating.
Going to Hawaii. That's a tough trip now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So they flew probably to Denver, then Denver to Honolulu, most likely.
It's a long
talk about a trip.
I bet Farley was just a peach this week, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just Mark out.
Just not good.
You had to go all the way to freaking Hawaii.
But I think that game is...
Wow.
Don't miss the Rutgers Virginia Tech entrance. Don't miss it. Must see.
Please.
Metallica playing live in the Sandman.
Is there a chance that the TV would not even show that?
What could happen is they might go back and play it because it might not be the perfect time. And that might happen like 6-7 minutes out or whenever they enter, and maybe they're at commercial break. But if they don't go,
then go back.
Metallica's playing live. I mean,
they'd show that, right?
That would be incredible to see. That would be absolutely incredible to
see. Oh, my God.
You're playing against a good Rutgers team, which is going to be a lot of fun. So, like I said, the USC Michigan, it's a helmet fight song game. Yeah, so that will be really cool to see. So a lot of really off the radar, some big radar games and some off the radar games. Then we already went through all the game altering ones, which is a bunch. These are all different ones that will set people's their season really hard. There'll be some hard conversations on Monday on where some teams are going.
Several YouTubers are picking Northern Iowa to beat Hawaii.
Could happen.
I haven't delved into that one.
Dig into that one later. Give us a call. Could happen.
Gundy's 57, by the way. He's younger than us.
Yes.
The K-State game at BYU, 9:30 kickoff.
Yeah, 9:30 kickoff.
What do you mean, AM or PM?
PM.
PM, okay.
So that's your nightcap.
Okay.
I'll be watching that one.
Yeah. ESPN.
Will you?
Yeah. That's because last week there wasn't much for the late game.
Will you be watching that late?
Oh, absolutely. I watched the entire game. Can't wait. I'll watch the whole thing.
Really?
Unless it gets out of hand in some sort like that. But okay. No, I'll watch the whole game.
That game ain't
so some out great of games to be able to see. And then this is the time for the fans to really join in and have fun because Nebraska's not playing. So they get a chance to watch 100. These other teams like crazy. When I see both of you guys, the games I watch while you guys are at the Nebraska game, but you guys missed the whole thing. So I get to talk about it because I actually see it, not just the score.
Right.
So,
I'm trying to find the television for the Hawaii game.
There's none.
Yep. It's at 10:59 p.m. Yeah. That game begins. So, Bill, I hope you can find some way.
Right now, it's not listed on anything.
I know, but there's got to be some sort of Hawaii.
Like YouTube or something.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah. YouTube.
I'm going to try to find it. We have YouTube TV, and so at the location I'm at.
YouTube TV.
Yes, so maybe I can find it on maybe that.
This is Hawaii is just a 7.5-point favorite against Northern Iowa.
Really FCS. Interesting game. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Northern Iowa wins. Nobody would be surprised.
It's must-see TV, Steve. To me, well, it's must-see TV. Okay.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That'd be a big one. If Northern Iowa flies over there from Iowa and beats Hawaii at Hawaii, that'd be a big game. Yeah. And Hawaii's struggling. They're struggling. What although happened? They had UCLA beat.
They should have beat UCLA.
They should have beat UCLA. They did have them beat 16-13. And, oh, by the way, I should have brought it up. I just kind of let it go because whatever. But UCLA goes to LSU.
Oh, no.
They go to LSU.
You want to guess the spread in that one?
That could be a 30-point loss.
Afternoon game.
It'd be hot. I mean, UCLA right now. In almost every offensive category in the Big Ten, they're 18th.
Okay,
out of 18.
You want to guess the spread there, please, guys?
26.
That's a good number.
I'm going to get 26.
22.5.
22.5.
Seems light.
I think take LSU probably now.
Seems light.
Seems light. It does. The other thing about that, you know, Lee was talking about Oklahoma, which I have such respect for Lee.
I do too.
But Oklahoma is like 104th in total offense. And the one thing Tennessee has this year is a defense.
Yeah, it's
so they have not played anybody close to Tennessee's talent yet.
I think Friday threw Lee off. Yeah. Friday threw Lee off.
Who knows? We'll see what happens.
No, we have a Monday show, and all these sound bites could come back.
Could come right back to haunt us. Yeah, and Ben will pull them.
Ben will.
No, Ben doesn't even know we're doing a show right now.
Talking. Look at him.
He's not even listening. Ben, he's just doing his own thing.
Ben, we're talking about you, and he had no idea.
He's like, what's going on there?
He's talking to Bella.
Those crazy cats over
there. Same thing. He's talking to Bella. It's all right, Ben.
All right, that's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Bill, are you checking out for the game show?
Yes, are you dipping? I have an event. I've got a dip.
So Bill's going to head out. But
who are we bringing in?
We've got a special guest coming in. Ben will open the door. We got Sawyer, who 5 years ago, when game day came to Lincoln, when Nebraska got bounced by Ohio State 48-7, the signs were everywhere, and Sawyer made a Shut Up Sipple sign, which still looks pretty good to this day. He brought it in 5 years later.
Sign?
The same sign
the
as same 5 years ago. It's the same sign. So we're going to have Sawyer come in with his mom for Shut Up Sipple today. An in-person game
they sit
show.
Right here and here?
Yes, you can.
Well, hold on.
Bring him on in, Ben. Come on. There we go. All right, so let's get the open going. But Sawyer will play Sip today in the game show, which we will start right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. You cannot call today to take down Sipple Trivia because we have, again, like I mentioned, an in-studio guest. I just described it off the on the air, but we have Sawyer with us and Sawyer's mom. Remind us of your name again.
Lori.
Okay. Lori, put in that the microphone, Lori. Yeah, you're part of this too.
Lori.
Lori's with us.
And
here.
Sawyer.
Yes.
And they're headed to Moline, Illinois, for a wedding.
They are.
After this.
Yeah.
And they're going to watch the game from a hotel room.
Now, where's the
in
sign
Moline.
At? Where'd the sign go? Okay. If you're watching on YouTube, there it is. The sign says, "Go Big Red, Shut Up Sipple." This was at game day 5 years ago. It is still with us today in our studio as Sawyer is trying to intimidate you, Sip.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we're gonna flip the script because Bill has left. So I guess Lori's going to be a lifeline for Sawyer.
Lori, are you a sports fan?
Yeah.
Does it have to be because it's Film Friday?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sawyer, I'm horrible at Film Friday. How do you watch movies?
No.
Well, these could be a standoff. TV shows.
How about you, Lori? Do you watch them?
Not much.
Oh, wow. This is interesting.
Good thing for you guys. This is about TV shows today. So,
do you watch TV?
Some occasionally.
All right. Okay.
All right. Now we're gonna...
Let's see how this goes again. No lifeline.
Go right into
Sip,
the mic.
But Sawyer has a lifeline.
Okay.
And he has a sign to intimidate you as well. So, all right. First question
goes
to Sawyer. Sawyer, what sitcom had characters Claire and Phil Dunphy with their kids Haley, Alex, and Luke among a variety of other stars? It's a sitcom.
There's
here.
Some pressure on you guys because I know
knows this.
This
one. And you can use your mom, Lori's in play for one question. Doesn't know.
Nope. It's okay.
I think Sip knows this one.
I do. There's some
5 seconds,
on
Sawyer. 5, 4. No guess. All right. Give you the horns.
Okay. It's on all the time. And there was a time I would watch virtually every episode. And I'm not a big TV watcher, but I love this show, Modern Family.
Modern Family is correct.
It's a funny show if you ever want to get into it.
By the way, I should have said our topic is sitcoms by characters. That's our topic today.
Sitcoms by characters.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. First question, Sip, you're up 1-0. No lifeline, but here's your first question. What sitcom had characters Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, and Ross as its main stars?
Okay. I'm blanking, of course. It's an iconic show. And I'm blanking on the name, which is incredibly embarrassing. I used to watch. I'm getting made fun of in the producer's room. Hold on. I used to watch it a little bit, actually.
5 seconds.
Yeah, thanks, Jake.
So I'm trying to get something typed up over here.
Yeah. People
Five,
on the text line are going to kill us for not knowing this.
3.
All right.
2.
Cheers.
1. Cheers. No. Do you guys want to
please
steal
get
that
this.
Or not, Sawyer and Lori?
Yes.
Go for it.
Lori.
Friends.
Okay,
that's great.
All right, so the lifeline has been utilized. So it's now just Sawyer versus
Sawyer.
So Lori,
it's mono on mono.
Lori
now.
Cannot help now going forward.
Good so job, Lori.
Back to you, Sawyer.
How did I not get friends? That's bad. It speaks to some issues that I have.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sawyer for the lead. What sitcom had characters Sam, Diane, Norm, Coach, and Carla, among others? Lori cannot help. She already helped.
Sawyer? He's too young for this one.
I said it was going to be a rough topic for them.
Yeah, he wasn't around at this time.
I have no idea.
You know, okay. he was not born.
All right. You're going to pass then? Any guess?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Give me the horns.
Okay. Here's the deal. I just said this one. I could have given you a hint. It's Cheers.
It's Cheers.
It's Cheers.
Brilliant.
But you know what? The game is not over yet because if Sip misses, the Sawyer can steal and go to the tiebreaker.
You can get to overtime.
So here's your last question, Sip, for the win. What sitcom had characters Ted Mosby, Barney Stinson, Marshall Erickson, and Robin Scherbatsky as its stars? Those are the character names, not the actual actors.
Is that...
Ted, Barney, Marshall, and Robin stars. You're up 2-1. You got 5 seconds. Fine.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. No.
That's a show, though, right?
It is a show. It is a sitcom, yeah. So you got that. You got to get this one, Sawyer. What is that answer? Ted, Barney, Marshall, and Robin. I need a TV show, a sitcom.
Is he too young for this one, too?
I think he was probably alive for this show. Yes.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. Oh, Lori knows it, too.
Oh, Lori knows
it. I know. We'll still give him probably a business box of bagels for coming in.
Yeah.
He brought the song.
You could get bagels for your trip.
Yes. 5 seconds, Sawyer.
The names sound familiar. I just can't come up with, like, the show.
That's Sip's common problem.
That's a show. Very
I can
common.
Describe it. Very I can't common. Get the name. 5, 4,
yeah, I don't
three,
know.
2, 1.
All right.
Okay. You know what it is, Sip?
No, I don't.
That show would be How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, tough one.
How I Met Your tough Mother. Wrapped
and
up.
Lori, you knew that.
Yeah.
Well, Sawyer, appreciate you coming in. Lori as well. Thanks for bringing the sign, which is still in great shape for 5 years. Put it back up again. Even though Sip did win, you can still have that wonderful sign there.
Okay, Sawyer, thanks for coming in. And Lori, thank you for bringing Sawyer.
We will still hook you guys up with a business box of bagels trip to Illinois.
Yeah, you might just stop out on the way. There's Bagels and Joe's locations all over the place. You could just get a free box of bagels.
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
And your mom can drink coffee. Did you drink coffee?
Not
yet.
A little early still for that.
Yeah, I would encourage you to get on that.
Sip lives by coffee. So do I at this point. But yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. And safe travels to Illinois for the wedding.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we have a shirt for Sawyer.
Oh, we do? Okay. Yes. Well, we'll hook him up with a shirt when we come back. Till the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.